The Nationals' leadership isn't the only turbulent issue for the Coalition after their weekend drubbing. The matter of whether the Liberals and Nationals stay together or split up remains an open question. Political reporter David Lipson joins us now. David, good morning. Some were concluding the climate wars were over with this result, but this issue is continuing to drive a wedge between the two Coalition partners. Will it end in tears?
Good morning, Sabra. The fact that senior members of the Coalition are not ruling out a split between the Liberals and the Nationals is very significant. And right now, it's quite hard to see how the two parties will actually settle their differences, particularly on the issue of climate. The climate wars, as you say, very much raging again, only this time inside the coalition. Now, several senior Liberals reckon that the parties need to listen to the very strong message sent during the election and fall in behind a stronger emissions target. 40% by 2030 is one of the figures being bandied around. Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg says it's time to end the conspiracy theories and culture wars promoted by some in his party.
Well, I think it's a clear message that we need to return to our core values of enterprise and fairness. I think climate change, for example, has been too often captured in a culture war. When it's really about capturing a huge economic opportunity for our country.
The Nationals leader, Barnaby Joyce, though, is fighting to keep the current target, 26 to 28%. That's the deal that he was part of negotiating with Scott Morrison. There was an interesting exchange this morning with Lisa Miller on News Breakfast when he was asked how he feels about members of the Liberal Party pushing for a stronger net zero target.
Well, that's a discussion for the Liberal Party, isn't it?
If you're part of the coalition, though, it does affect you.
Well, we're not. At this point in time, and even their suggestion, we're not. Once the election is over, you go back to two separate parties and you negotiate a coalition.
Is the prospect that you could suggest that there is a split in the coalition? I know you've been asked this before.
I'd prefer there wasn't, but at this point in time, there is not a coalition.
David, it's looking a near certainty that Peter Dutton will lead the Liberals. How is colleagues feeling about that?
Well, look, there are a few who behind the scenes would prefer someone else, but there's not a lot of viable alternatives. So publicly we're seeing members of the Liberals and the Nationals very much falling in behind Peter Dutton. Some, like Alan Tudge, are saying publicly and bluntly that Peter Dutton will be the leader of the party. And we did see some searing criticism of Peter Dutton from the WA Labor Premier, Mark McGowan, yesterday, that Mr. Dutton's an extremist, is what he said, and that he wasn't that smart compared to Scott Morrison. I guess you'd expect that from a member of the Labor Party. The question, though, for Mr. Dutton, if he does lead the party, is what direction does he take it? How does he rebuild? And it really is a watershed moment for the coalition, a fork in the road. The Nationals' deputy leader, David Littleproud, Channel 9 this morning, I should say, fully endorsed Mr. Dutton. He said he actually wasn't that extreme, that was sort of misconstrued. And he had a warning, though, for the coalition that it has to try and maintain the sensible centre where the voters are.
Chasing extremities isn't going to win your elections. What will win the elections is the sensible centre. That's where the majority of Australians are. And if you want to go down a rabbit hole and move extreme to the left or the right, invariably you'll lose. And what we have to do is be sensible. We have to work through the issues. We have to understand why we lost and also not just the policies, but also how we communicated it.
Deputy Nationals leader David Littleproud, and before him, our reporter David Lipson.